When things feel a bit chaotic, Instacart helps deliver milk and sausage. Add a little life to your cart. Get stuff from literally all your stores, from baby wipes to albacore. Add a little life to your cart. Instacart helps get your groceries. Your first three deliveries are free.
Download Instacart. Add life to cart. Terms apply.
I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo Stove Fixed Fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
The hump show already. It is. It's the middle show of the work week. And this is exactly where we should start. You are going to be so psyched to hear this, Producer Jay. Are you ready? We are perilously close. And I mean, within 40 subscribers of 4,000 on our YouTube channel, which means Producer Jay we'll have to eat broccoli for Christmas. Now, see, we're this close to Christmas. He's going to have to eat broccoli for Christmas. I kind of feel like broccoli and Christmas go very well together. You get a Christmas tree. It's green. Broccoli's green. It's healthy. The Christmas tree's healthy. Greenery and shrubbery make people happy. It smells good. Oh, broccoli doesn't really smell good, but you had me until then. It's so happening. It's so happening, Producer Jay. And all on the occasion of putting up a brand new video. So Jay did all this work on a video that we recently recorded. It is the final installment of Ask Amy Anything for 2023, but we've combined it with your wedding questions. Last ones. This is it. No more wedding questions. Actually, no more pre-wedding questions. Certainly, there will be questions about the wedding after, but we've entitled it Ask Amy Walks Down the Aisle at Christmas. So you get both your holiday and your wedding questions answered. And I haven't even shared it on social yet, and it's already gotten a lot of traffic. So if you missed the first two installments of Ask Amy Walks Down the Aisle, we left you with a cliffhanger. We then resolved the cliffhanger in this latest video version. And wouldn't you know it, it happens to be in front of my renovated living room with a brand new Christmas tree. So Jay, I got an email today from an older friend of mine. So my friends, Marv and Elaine, hi, they listen to the show. They love the show. They will be at the wedding. I've known them for years, going back to my previous network. After they watched the video, she sent me an email saying, I love your new living room. And she said, I have no idea when you had the chance to move and plan a wedding and host your show all at the same time. Why, thank you, Elaine.
Superwoman. I don't know how either. I mean, it looks gorgeous.
Well, I had a lot of help, I have to say. I didn't decorate the whole thing myself. But the fire's beautiful, isn't it?
Oh, it's tremendous.
I'm so happy that I was able to find a place with a fire roaring behind me in the background.
The ambiance was beautiful.
Oh, yeah, it's gorgeous. So, thank you, Elaine. It was the secret until now. Ask Amy Walks Down the Aisle at Christmas. It's the latest video on our YouTube channel, and all we're asking is that you check it out and you subscribe. So like it and subscribe. Why? Because Producer Jay has to eat broccoli so soon. The second we go, well, not the second, because I have to be around. Jade, I have to do this together because I do not believe that he's actually doing it unless I see him eat the broccoli. I do not trust him. It's kind of like the jar that has my First of all, the jar with my pasta sauce that I'll never see again. That birthday present has gone to the closet somewhere. And now the jar with the M&Ms in it is also unavailable somehow. I don't trust Jay. He probably has no idea where the after hours swag is either. He takes things and they disappear into his room and his closet, never to be found again. As in never to be found again. And so I feel as though he would take the broccoli into his room and it would somehow disappear into the closet. And then 3 weeks down the road, there would be an awful stench coming from his closet. So it can't be that way. We've got to make sure that this is legit and that he actually does eat the broccoli, because that was our deal.
I think we have to post the broccoli eating video on the channel as a 4,000 subscriber milestone video, no?
Okay. Raise your hand if you want to see producer Jay eat broccoli.
Got one.
All right. Sounds good. I'm glad that I don't have to be in this video. I'll just film it. It'll be so much fun.
Well, you might be in the splash zone, so I don't know what's going to come out of me or what noises I'll make.
That is disgusting. You're eating it in there. You're not eating it anywhere near me. I'm making it, but you're eating it.
Might need a poncho.
That's so gross. TMI, and boys are icky. No. Why can't you just eat broccoli like a normal person?
I'll try. I'm going to try. I'm going to give it my best.
It's not like you're Kobayashi.
No, definitely not Kobayashi.
You're not stuffing broccoli up your nose.
I'm going to try
like
to take it slow.
Like a four-year-old, you're just eating broccoli.
I'm mentally trying to get ready for it. I just don't know how it's going to go. That's all I'm saying. It might go smooth. It might be great.
How did it go when you first started working out? Because it was a major change for you. So this could be a major change for you as you prepare to, get into the middle stage of your time here on Earth and you decide you want to be healthier. As you get closer and closer to middle-aged.
Could be a good start to the new year.
That means that you really should change your diet a little bit. So that's all I'm saying is you may really like it, and it may be the latest transformation for producer Jay. I'm so excited. And then maybe I'll let Jay decide what the next reward, quote unquote, is when we pass, say, 5,000 subscribers on YouTube. It'll be my turn to... I will not eat bugs, so don't even think about it. Eating broccoli is good for you. Eating bugs is not good for me. You know what else is not good for me? The fact that the flowers for my wedding have still not been delivered. Producer Jay guessed Wednesday. I actually was not happy to hear that on Tuesday morning when we left the building and parted and went our separate ways. He said, I think it's Wednesday. I've decided I'm not checking tracking anymore. It's not doing me any good. All it's doing is getting me to stress out.
Is there any update at all?
The update is that the first box is now scheduled to be delivered after the second box that was sent, 4 days later.
Still in the same spot, the first box.
Yeah, the first box has not moved.
I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't either. I'm a little bit nervous. If we could go pick it up, Bob would go pick it up, but it is seemingly back in a different place now. So it went from a distribution center in South Texas, south of Houston, to Bob's area north of Houston, and then it was supposed to be out for delivery, except that it never got on a truck and never got into his neighborhood, and then went back to the distribution center in South Texas. So it's circling...
It's going further away.
Yeah, it's going further away. It's not getting closer. It's circling. And so that's been a little stressful. Not so much because I don't believe the flowers will arrive before the wedding. I do. But that's not the challenge. The challenge is that we have a woman from Bob's church who is decorating. And she kind of needs the flowers to get ready. She can't decorate the day of without having had the flowers. So, right. And not to mention there's hundreds of dollars of flowers in those two boxes. This wasn't the plan, of course. We weren't supposed to be mailing them. That turned into a backup plan. But I have said this publicly and I'll say it again. I am never using ever ever using the United States Postal Service to mail a box ever again. I knew I should have gone to FedEx, and I did not. So that was my fault. I was trying to get there before the end of business last week. And yeah, now it's been 8 days, and the box has still not arrived. Here's the crazy part. My mom sent me a box with a couple of things to my home in New Jersey 2 days after I sent the box going the other way. That one arrived Monday.
Normal mail. It's unreal.
Yeah. It's just I'm beating myself up too because I wish I had done things differently. You know, it was twice as expensive to mail at Priority. And so I thought, it's going to be there in 4 days. It's okay.
You're supposed to get there.
Right. We were already spending a lot of money that we weren't anticipating because we weren't ever supposed to mail them. So yeah, I put the post up on Twitter because I needed to vent earlier that the flowers are lost in transit somewhere in the giant state of Texas with days to go. And that I'm praying so I don't freak out. And I'm trying every breathing exercise I know, including box breathing. I did yoga on Tuesday evening just to put the phone down and breathe. And yeah, the number of people who tell me it doesn't matter, it's interesting. I bet you would never say that if it was your wedding. But also, I highly recommend this. If you haven't gotten married yet or you plan to get married at some point in the future, don't tell your bride-to-be, your betrothed, that it doesn't matter. I will give Bob credit for this. He said right away how much it matters to him and that we'll figure out a new plan if the flowers don't arrive by the end of the week. So he never once said, babe, it doesn't matter. No. In fact, he built barn doors for flowers to hang on. He spent weeks and weeks building barn doors from scratch so the flowers could hang on them. And those are the barn doors we're standing in front of for our ceremony. So yeah, they matter to Bob and I. And so we are maybe going to have to pivot because we're not exactly sure where the boxes are. The boxes are lost in space. But it's all right. We're working on a backup plan. I'm breathing now, which is good news. But I'll never use the United States Postal Service again. Oh, here's the crazy part, too. Are you ready for this, Jay? So we got the flowers from Amazon because they're silk flowers, right? Try to save money on silk flowers. Plus, in December, it's difficult to get a lot of fresh flowers. So in order to allow our decorator to have some to work with, even though she doesn't have, I mean, I have 10 boxes of flowers that are on their way to her, right? Even though she doesn't have the ones that I sent her, plus some other accents, I ordered a couple on Amazon just to send them directly to her so that she would have some to work with. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, they've already shipped. They'll be there on Thursday. The flowers I ordered today are going to beat the other flowers that I mailed last week.
And you've reached, you've told them, right? Like, they know the package isn't there. Like, I just don't see why you can't just...
Who?
The United States Postal Service.
No, how do you get in touch with the post office and be like, hey, where's my box? You can't.
I guess.
They're gigantic, and they're a government agency, and they don't care. There's no recourse. That's the thing, is that they'll just refer me to a tracking number, which right now is telling me nothing, except that the package is late, which I already know. And so, yeah, I think it's interesting that people say, call up. Well, who am I calling? Who am I calling? The package has probably been handled by a dozen different people by now. So who exactly am I calling to track down the package? What, is the person who picks up the phone going to go search in the warehouse for it? So, yeah, there's no recourse except pray, which is what I'm doing. And again, I appreciate Bob more than ever because he did not tell me, it doesn't matter. It'll be fine. Yes, it'll be fine when the flowers arrive. So my show today, Jay, what are you doing in there? I could see you like looking out at something and concentrating. So what are you doing?
I'm setting up music and everything we need for the show.
Oh, interesting. I didn't realize that you did that during the first segment of the show. I can tell you're in there concentrating on stuff, not really listening, which is okay because I generally talk to myself as it is. So we've got a brand new video on our YouTube channel, and it's available for you. Plus, we need you to subscribe. Just a few more subscribers, and Jay will have a very Merry Christmas with broccoli. And then if you haven't yet, oh, down inside 30 now. If you haven't yet sent your questions for Ask Amy Anything, we've got, of course, the radio edition of Ask Amy, which will have nothing to do with the wedding because some of you are tired of hearing about it, I'm sure. You know what? It's almost over. Don't worry. I won't be talking about the wedding from now until the end of time. It's just happens to be the biggest thing going in my life right now. So if you want to send your questions for Ask Amy, you can do it to our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, or you can send them to our Facebook page. So Jay will be looking for those as well. And if you haven't yet voted for TD of the Week, we'll let you hear the new candidates before the hour is up, or the latest candidates before the hour is up. Some listener lambasted me on social for not including Deron Bland's historical pick six, which happened in week 12. So, yeah, you can't win. If you can't beat them, join them. So, yes, check out our show account, After Hours CBS, or the Facebook page. You can vote, vote, vote. And then you can also send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. And I appreciate those of you who are praying along with me for the flowers. Some of you are crossing all fingers and toes. Some of you have been very kind, and you understand why this is a bit of a, it's a bit of a, well, I don't call it a stressor necessarily, but it's a bit of a piece of intel and a piece of information that is constantly on my mind now until I know the boxes have arrived safely. But the show is going to be my haven. It's going to be my zen place. All right, so we're glad to connect with you. I can see that some of you have also had your own challenges around your own weddings too. So it does actually help sometimes when you send me your own stories, and I know that I'm not alone. So thank you for that. You're very kind. We're going to dive in with the latest on Trevor Lawrence because the news is good. And also, as much as we have kind of gotten away from Aaron Rodgers' weekly, I wouldn't really call them press conferences, his weekly conversations with his friend Pat McAfee, this controversy around Zach Wilson, I still don't think I'm taking it at face value. I don't believe it. I think that his entire reputation in the league would be completely ruined if he ever spoke out about not wanting to play for fear of getting injured. And then I think, well, why are you in the NFL if you don't want to get injured? I mean, that's ridiculous. There's always a chance, but you know that. You have worked your rear end off to get to this point and have another opportunity. So I still don't believe the story, the leak. Obviously, when it goes from person to person, it can be embellished, changed, and sometimes, and I'm not saying the media people, the athletic writers who put the story out there are lying and fabricating, but there's a chance that it was embellished or fabricated from whoever the source was. So, yeah, I'm not a big fan, but for Aaron Rodgers and him, he actually, as much as he is defending Zach, he's got another beef, and that is actually with the Jets. So we'll get to a little QB news early on this edition of the show, plus the in-season tournament. They're down to the quarterfinals that were taking place on Tuesday night. Deep breaths, box breathing. Thank you, Aaron. Actually, my yoga instructor was working us through some box breathing. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS.
When things feel a bit chaotic, Instacart helps deliver milk and sausage. Add a little life to your cart. Get stuff from literally all your stores, from baby wipes to albacore. Add a little life to your cart. Instacart helps get your groceries. Your first three deliveries are free.
Download Instacart. Add life to cart. Terms apply.
I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing, but I'm done with it. Done with the coffin and my clothes smelling all funky, I'm going smokeless. Solo stove, fixed fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
How did you actually sleep last night? If it wasn't an absolute dream, then you need to upgrade to the softest, most luxurious sheets from Boll & Branch. Their signature sheets are made from toxin-free organic cotton and get softer with every single wash. Millions of Americans love their sheets. And right now, you can feel the difference with their best sales of the entire year. So hurry to bollandbranch.com to shop their biggest sales with free shipping and extended returns. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Well, well, well. Shopping for a car?
Yep. Carvana made financing a car as smooth as can be.
Oh, yeah?
I got pre-qualified instantly and had real terms personalized just for me.
Doesn't get much smoother than that.
Well, I got to browse thousands of car options on Carvana, all within my budget.
Doesn't get much smoother than that.
It does. I actually wanted a car that seemed out of my range, but I was able to add a cosigner and found my dream car.
It doesn't get much...
Oh, it gets smoother. It's getting delivered tomorrow.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to get pre-qualified today.
Yes, Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Lillard, catch and shoot three, and he drills it from the left side. Fading and firing Dame Lillard with his fifth three ball. On seven tries, he's got 28. Giannis going to pull up straight on three, and he buries it from straight on. Comes away flexing his biceps. Three-pointer for Giannis. That puts him at 29 points now. Another 130-point game. Giannis and Lillard have combined for 66, make it 56 big ones tonight.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
It took a while, but it appears as though Giannis and Dame are coexisting and running the four, running the court just fine together. This is the in-season tournament. You can tell by the crazy designs on the court. If you know nothing else, that's how you know. Crazy designs on the court. And these are the quarterfinals taking place in Milwaukee and also in Los Angeles tonight. And that's the call on Bucks Radio. 35 for Giannis to go along with 10 assists, 8 rebounds, 3 steals. He and LeBron both filling up the stat sheet on this Tuesday night. And Damian Lillard doing the same. 28 points, 7 assists. I think he had 5 triples. And so he was locked in 5 of 7 from deep. And yeah, you may not know when the games are or know what this in-season tournament is all about, but know this, the players make extra money. And a lot of the guys that are not making humongous dough and are not signed to massive contracts that pay them, I don't know, $60 million a season, something along those lines. Well, this is extra money in their pockets.
We've learned what the tournament was about over time, and we've played better and better over the course of it. And you want to advance as far as possible. Like I said earlier, we're playing for a lot of reasons, for a lot of our teammates to be a part of this in-season tournament for the first time and try to go all the way. So I'm happy that we're playing our best basketball going into it and excited to get to Vegas.
Now on Bally Sports Wisconsin, Damian Lillard pointing out there's a reason that we are making this a priority and we're playing and taking it seriously because we want some of these other guys to be able to get the extra money. Now, apparently Giannis did not know that there's money and cash prizes attached to the in-season tourney.
Are we getting money now? We got some money?
That's a surprise, D.
That is get richer.
So that's Giannis on TNT. He also said that now because they are into the semifinals of the in-season tournament, that he will be spending his birthday in Vegas because that's where the Final Four will take place, is in Las Vegas. And since his family won't be with him, he says he can truly enjoy his birthday. What? No, come on. You're in the middle of a basketball tournament. There'll be no enjoying your birthday.
Can't believe it.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Regardless of the in-season tournament, big deal for the Bucks is that they scored nearly 150 points. So 146, their season high. And they also hit 23 triples. So 60% of their shots from downtown were dead eye. And if nothing else, you could see how this offense really has the potential when it clicks.
We wanted to get to Vegas, but you know, when we get to Vegas, we got to take care of business. We got two games to win there. Celebrate tonight. I thought we played an outstanding game. Give credit to the Knicks that, you know, they were tough-minded group, well-coached group. But I thought, you know, tonight our team was the better team.
Julius Randle pours in 41 in Milwaukee, but not quite enough to withstand Giannis and Dame and Brooke Lopez and Chris Middleton. And they've got a crew that's built on the backs of veterans and certainly champions, even with the new head coach in Adrian Griffin. But I thought it was funny that he said, we're going to celebrate tonight. We're going to celebrate tonight getting to Vegas. We're going to celebrate tonight making the semifinals of the in-season tournament. Actually, if you want to see the second half of Milwaukee and New York, it is now on TNT as a replay. I think, again, the big deal is they do make extra money for it. And as LeBron said, well, why not? So LeBron sparks the Lakers with 31 points and 11 assists. They get by the Phoenix Suns. It was actually a really fun finish. And we'll talk about it with our friend Michael Duarte at the top of next hour. He was there at the arena in Los Angeles. It took an air ball by Kevin Durant right before the buzzer to ensure that the Lakers would advance. But LeBron makes a point. Well, why not?
It is what it is. I mean, it's the inauguration. It is what it is at this point in the season. We have an opportunity to compete for something, so why not? I mean, you got the greatest competitors in the world fighting for something, so let's fight.
I like that part. He says, I mean, you've got something to compete for, so why not? Sure. You hear stories about athletes and how they're so competitive they can't really turn it off, and so everything they do turns into a competition, whether they're on the golf course, whether they're playing ping pong, whether they're going air hockey, cards on the plane. A lot of times they'll have wagers on them. And so, yeah, it's kind of hard to turn off that competitive fire. So if you've got something to play for, well, then why not?
That's what real men do.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We've got your opportunity to ask Amy anything. Look for the bright orange box on Twitter. You can find me, A-Law Radio, or you can find it on our show Twitter and then also on our Facebook page. Haven't even put up the link to our latest YouTube video, Ask Amy Walks Down the Aisle at Christmas, but the numbers are climbing and we are within 30 subscribers of producer Jay having to eat broccoli. After the way he described his eating habits, I don't think I want to see him eat broccoli. He can film it himself safely somewhere else where no one has to be in the, what do you call it, the splash zone? He called it the splash zone. Marco Belletti's here in studio. Yeah, so we do kind of fun things when we get to certain milestones on social media. So you may remember, although I'm not sure we were still working together at the time, but this goes back, oh gosh, 7, 8, maybe 9 years ago when we hit a certain level of friendship on our Facebook page, a certain number of friends, and I had to cover a Billy Joel song. Were you with us then?
I don't believe so.
Okay, so that I think that was Isaac and Tom and I. So Pete would have been gone by then. So I had to sing a Billy Joel song, and I did actually. I sang it. It's on our YouTube channel. So that was one crazy thing. Another thing was when we got to, again, another level of friendship on our Facebook page, I shared the video of me skydiving. I mean, it's like in your face camera, me mm-hmm. skydiving, all the crazy funny faces and, mm-hmm. you know, the what happens when you're falling through the air at an alarming rate and just hoping your parachute opens up. So that's also on our YouTube channel. We've done all kinds of fun stuff. And so this time it's producer Jay, because his big thing is the YouTube channel. He's very excited about it. He loves, I think he might enjoy working on the YouTube channel better than he enjoys working on the audio here on the show. And he does a really good job. And so we, well, in my attempt to get him to eat a vegetable, forget like vegetables, plural, but a vegetable, this was the deal. We were starting the year and he agreed that he would eat broccoli when we got to 4,000 subscribers. And at that point, we were 1,500 away or something like that. So we have made major progress and we're getting close. We're within 30 subscribers now.
Now, I knew you weren't a vegetable guy, Botch. I'll be fair. I knew that part I knew.
Yeah.
You've never had broccoli?
Oh, no, I have.
No,
okay, so you just don't like it.
No, fried broccoli.
It's all right. I mean, I won't go out of my way to order. I'll never order it. Or, like, if I, okay. You know, if it's there, I don't know. I don't like it. How's that?
Okay. All right. I just was trying to clear, because I knew he didn't like vegetables, but I didn't know if it was something like, I've heard the story, Al Michaels has never had a vegetable. Like, I didn't know if you were to that.
No, I've had them. I just don't.
Yeah, I didn't
really
know if you were to that level.
Per se.
So when was the last time you had, what kind of vegetables do you ever eat would be the question.
Like, is an onion a vegetable? That's about my knowledge.
I mean, technically, yes, but it's not really a vegetable.
So, you know, like an onion. But anytime I'll have it, it'll be like with a sausage or pepper.
It'll be fried.
I never have like a side of green beans on the side with my steak. I'll get fries or something.
Wow.
Yeah. So want to hear something else? Speaking of food, I found this out today. I have never done Christmas with, of course, another big family because it's my first one. With the Hubs family. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited about that. New tradition. So I asked him, what do you guys eat for Christmas? And he said, well, this year we're doing Mexican. Mm-hmm. All right. So I'm going to have to figure out some kind of a Mexican dish to take or to make for Christmas. So I can't.
So it's like a revolving thing that they have? Or?
Yeah, they don't have a tradition like Italian families do the seven fishes /
Christmas
blah, blah,
Eve.
Whatever. Right, Christmas Eve. That's the big, well, at least in my family, that's the big Christmas meal. We do something on Christmas Day, but it's not like we do. The big one is the Christmas Eve dinner. Yeah.
For us as well. But yeah, there's still Christmas Day, the menu varies, let's put it that way.
Does it?
But it doesn't vary into different types of food.
Ethnicities, right.
Yeah, like it's still going to be, I mean, I don't know. You're still going to have leftovers from the fish from the night before, and then whatever. I mean, it could be a turkey, it could be a ham, it could be chicken, it could be a bunch of different things. Christmas is not exactly a traditional, specific meal.
Right. But Christmas Eve is.
Christmas Eve is always fish.
Yeah. So
always.
For, right. Well, we do fish and seafood. And so for, right for Bob's family, apparently they're planning on starting this thing where they're rotating different ethnic foods.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. So I can't wait till we get to Italian. That'll be amazing. But this year it's Mexican. And so he and I were trying to figure out what Mexican dish we can make because everyone brings a different dish. So we kind of got to fajitas. So that may be our contribution.
I was going to say, isn't that like the seven-layer dip or something? I don't know.
Oh my gosh, I've made one of those. See? That's a great idea, Marco.
That's usually a very popular thing.
Now, last night, I was reconsidering our friendship because you kind of hurt my feelings.
What'd I do now?
Well, I'll tell you, but we'll talk about it next hour because you've got work to do and I've got work to do. But yeah, I was kind of reconsidering that I opened up my heart to you. And yeah, I didn't, I felt like maybe I shouldn't ever tell you things again.
I'm at a loss here.
I'll explain. What did you say in my ear, Producer Jay? Okay, never mind. We will get to it next hour though. All right.
Okay.
Oh, you won't be here next hour. Ah, that's what Producer Jay just said in my ear. Oh, well, never mind. It's going to have to wait till tomorrow then.
I'm not here tomorrow. I'm back here in the afternoon, which is part of the reason why I'm not here next hour.
Why did you just say that? I'm not here next hour.
Because I could technically stay. But,
No. Don't do that. You've got family stuff to do. All right.
Well, I have closed my eyes things to do. That's what I'm trying
then
to accomplish.
Then there's a cliffhanger, I guess.
I'm still going to be here. I'll be here whatever
I guess
that
there's
is.
A
Thursday
cliffhanger.
Night, Friday morning.
You all will have to wait
in suspense.
I'm curious
what it is, too.
To know whether or not Marco and I continue a friendship that now goes back 11 years.
I'm curious about what it is, too.
You're curious.
I am. And I just gave you the seven-layer dip. I think is it seven layers,
yes,
nine layers, ten layers?
It's,
I don't know. Seven?
It's okay. Seven-layer dip. That's a brilliant idea. So, yes. Well, the jury's still out.
You don't have to make it. I know that's popular.
I love seven-layer dip.
I know
dip.
That's popular.
No, I've made it before for a party. So, absolutely. I made it for a Thanksgiving meal last year as an hors d'oeuvre and took it to a to a family, another family celebration. So that's a great idea. I do have a really good recipe for it.
There you go.
Thank you. Thank you, Marco. All right. So sure. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt.
Apparently not.
We'll remain friends for now.
Apparently not. I'm already in the doghouse. I don't even know what I did.
But I'll
sounds familiar, actually.
But I'll miss you. Oh, stop it. Oh, my gosh. Whenever we reconvene. So when are you back working with us on After Hours?
Thursday night. Oh, so Friday morning?
I'm off Thursday night. Well, I guess our friendship's going to hang in the balance till next
week. Yeah, I'll be here.
Unless
next
you want to come back after the update.
I might be able to do that.
All right. You still have top of the hour responsibilities.
I do. Yes,
right.
I do.
All right. Well, you know what? Because I care about you and our friendship has 11 years, I'll tell you what you did wrong.
Okay. That's good to know.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
We all know cats are intelligent. Felix Cat Insurance was able to secretly record two cats on a hidden microphone. Let's listen in.
Did you hear the one about the three dogs at the park?
That's old. Like four lives ago. But did you hear about the new pet insurance just for cats from FelixCatInsurance.com?
Of course. What do I look like, a dog?
When you're coughing up a fur ball. Yes. Listen, Felix Cat Insurance plans start at under $1 per day and are as unique as you and me. They call it whisker-to-tail protection.
Even furballs?
Even that. Remember the last time you had a furball? I made a TikTok. It went viral.
Oh, well, that's good. Wait, you're on social media?
There you have it. Felix Cat Insurance. Customizable coverage exclusively for felines. Sorry, no dogs allowed. FelixCatInsurance.com. Get it? Meow. Insurance is underwritten by Independence American Insurance Company and produced by Independence Pet Group. Pre-existing conditions are not covered. For all terms and limitations, visit FelixCatInsurance.com/terms.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Or listening to the After Hours podcast. It's a Touchdown Tuesday on After Hours.
Firing for the end zone. Caught! Touchdown! Touchdown!
Takes it himself to the pylon. Touchdown!
1 minute to beat 10. He's gone!
They throw in the end zone. Caught! Touchdown! Made a guy miss. He's inside the five. He's to the 3-2-1. Touchdown! Feathers helping into the end zone.
To cast your vote for the TD of the week, head to @AfterHoursCBS on Twitter or give us a call at 855-212-4227. Los Angeles Rams.
Bunch to the right, Atwell out left. Stafford is going to audible here. He's going to back out to the shotgun. Still has 7 seconds to work with as they set up. From the 30, second and one. From the pocket, he deals down the seam. It's caught! At midfield, out the left side, Puka Nacua to the crib, touchdown LA!
The Detroit Lions.
Goff is going to work from directly behind center, single back behind him is Montgomery. Brock Wright in motion to the left side, two tight ends set for the Lions. Goff takes, fakes the give, goes end around. Now they flip it on the second back coming around. That is Jameson Williams inside the 15,
sir.
Inside the 10, dives into the end zone. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. A little razzle-dazzle to number 9 who did a swan dive into the end zone. The Lions have extended their lead.
The San Francisco 49ers.
First and 10, Niners in the Philly 48. Purdy looks left, now middle, throws, caught. Broken tackle by Debo Samuel. Runs for a first down. 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! San Francisco!
What an absolute beast, Debo Samuel.
the Indianapolis Colts.
2:34 to go in overtime. Second down and goal at the 4. Minshew out of the gun. Shotgun snap. Looks to his right.
Got it,
in the end zone. Throws Michael Pittman. Touchdown. Touchdown, Michael Pittman. Ball game. INDY. Michael Pittman into the end zone from Gardner Minshew. And the Colts win 31-28 in Nashville. Yes, sir.
Matt Taylor on Colts Radio. That was the only walk-off TD among the group. However, it's not the most dramatic even. I mean, it was pretty sweet for the Colts, who've now won 4 in a row in overtime. They get to 7-5. But we got some other really impressive candidates for TD of the week and a couple hours left to vote. So find it on our Twitter, After Hours CBS, or our Facebook page. Deebo Samuel wants Brock Purdy to get the nod for MVP, and he's doing what he can. His third TD of that game against the Eagles, the one in which he could flex on him. So you hear Greg Papa on Niners radio as he's snaking his way through traffic. Our friend Dan Miller on Lions radio as Jameson Williams not only takes advantage of trickeration and confusion, but turns on the Jets up the sidelines. A touchdown they need to be able to clinch their most recent win, get back on track. And then the Rams. We're going to talk about the Rams with Michael Duarte when he joins us top of the hour. Matthew Stafford looks good, healthy now, and Puka Nacua with a 70-yard touchdown catch and run. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Puka Nacua
on CBS Sports Radio. And again, we'll talk to Michael at the top of the hour. So just a few minutes left here. And Marco is back in studio because, well, I'll give him credit. He shows up because he wants to know why it is that our friendship is hanging in the balance.
You've piqued my curiosity, yes.
Okay, so I told you about my stress and my nerves over the flowers. Yes.
Wait, okay.
Listen. So it went from bad to worse on Tuesday when I got home. I checked the tracking again in the morning before I went to bed. Mm-hmm. And the box that was in the North Houston area somewhere, okay, so at least it was in the same vicinity mm-hmm. as where Bob lives. The box had turned around and been shipped back to, or had gone in a truck back to South Texas. So it wasn't even in the area anymore. It had turned around and gone on a truck back. Mm-hmm. And the U.S. Postal Service was telling me that, oh, your package is going to arrive later than usual. Now the second box is also late. So it was supposed to arrive yesterday. It did not arrive. And so now we've got two boxes that are late. We've had to order new flowers. I've been pretty upset about it since I woke up. Because it's not just the flowers, it's the fact that we have a woman who's decorating who needs the flowers. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so shared my stress with you, and your response was, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. But it does matter. It matters to me, and it matters to Bob, who built barn doors for the express purpose of decorating them with flowers. He built them from his own hands.
Yeah, and that's all nice, and I'm not saying it's not important in some level. I'm not saying that. However, I'm saying in the bottom line of things, it's not. It's not.
Could you imagine getting married and telling your fiance that it doesn't matter if you have the flowers or the vision that you would like for your wedding? It doesn't matter, hon.
No. See, again, so you take this to different levels. I'm saying if the day comes and it does get to the point where it's that difficult and you don't have it, that still is not going to affect what it is that you're there for. Hmm. It will bother you, sure, but you've got to be able to take the step back and realize it's unimportant.
Losing hundreds of dollars is not unimportant, but also
in the grand scheme of things, it is, though.
But see, that's the thing, is that it's important to not just me, but to him. And so we've spent all these months planning, so I do think it's important.
Okay. Again, it's important on some level. I'm talking about the grand scheme of things. Grand scheme of things, you want to get married, right? You got each other there. You good? You going to move forward?
Then what's the point of planning all this time if it doesn't matter?
Yeah. It's to have fun, but to enjoy it.
When your daughter gets ready to walk down the aisle, please don't tell her that it doesn't matter. In the grand scheme of things, as long as the dude's there, it doesn't matter.
All right. Want to be happy in life? It's not going
to
be. That's not going
to
stop
you. I
just
want to have a sensitive friend.
All right.
Thank you, Mark. Bye-bye. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
When things feel a bit chaotic, Instacart helps deliver milk and sausage. Add a little life to your cart. Get stuff from literally all your stores, from baby wipes to albacore. Add a little life to your cart. Instacart helps get your groceries. Your first three deliveries are free.
Download Instacart. Add life to cart. Terms apply.
I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo Stove Fixed Fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
How did you actually sleep last night? If it wasn't an absolute dream, then you need to upgrade to the softest, most luxurious sheets from Boll & Branch. Their signature sheets are made from toxin-free organic cotton and get softer with every single wash. Millions of Americans love their sheets. And right now, you can feel the difference with their best sales of the entire year. So hurry to bollandbranch.com to shop their biggest sales with free shipping and extended returns. Exclusions apply. See site for details.